Adaptation is the second pillar of the Doctrine Today project. It is the link between preservation and transmission, thanks to which the heart of doctrine is preserved, as well as this tradition is made accessible to many people as much as possible under the current conditions. The pillar ADAPT of Doctrine Today includes five main areas of activity: adaptation of the texts, teaching, practice, rituals, and simply adaptation to the changing conditions of our world. This adaptation is necessary because our cultural background, our way of life, our mindset, our habits and customs are very different from those of the Tibetan cultural and linguistic area where this tradition has spread the most. The translation of Tibetan texts, for example, focuses on adapting the wording and the words chosen to our way of thinking, so that the final result is as clear as possible for us. In the same way, the form of the teachings, the way of presenting its contents, adapts to the needs of the population that receives it. While the heart and essence of Dzogchen remains the same, the way it is presented is very different between the period of the 8th century and the one of the 21st century in Europe. The forms of the practice are also concerned by this issue of adaptation. Traditionally, it requires special conditions, such as leaving the hustle and bustle of daily life and going to solitary places, or includes complex rituals. We may then have difficulties to integrate these practices in our daily life or understanding their meaning. But the tradition of Dzogchen is very rich and presents a wide variety of practices. Some of them are simple and direct, and will be perfectly adapted to our busy lives, while some others can still be deepened in specific places or under specific conditions. The resources of the Great Perfection are precious in a context of quick changes in our living conditions, and the efforts carried out on the previous points must also take into account the necessity to adapt to these constant changes. Never losing sight of the foundations of Dzogchen will keep the heart of this tradition alive. It is necessary to preserve in order to adapt, just as it is necessary to adapt in order to transmit. This is how are functioning the three pillars of the project: preserve, adapt, and transmit.